Amen. Good morning. Good to be here this morning on the broadcast. We appreciate taking time to listen this morning to the broadcast. You pray that God would use it for His glory and for His honor this morning. Good to be here on Sunday morning and be able to go to the house of God today. Hope you're making plans to be in church this morning. Just let the Lord guide your heart and speak to your heart today. Find what you need in the house of God today. Jesus Christ loved the church. He gave Himself for the church, wrote letters to the church, and He's coming back for the church one day. So you ought to be a part of it. You ought to get saved by God's grace and be a part of the church of the living God, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's coming. The Lord's coming back real soon, coming to get His bride. And we're going to the marriage supper, the judgment seat, and we're going to rule and reign with Him for a while and then go into eternity with Him forever. It's going to be good to get home one of these days, and so it's good to be here this morning, and you get ready and be in the house of God today. Sunday school here at the church at Mountain View where we're members at. We're Sunday school at 10 o'clock and 10:45 for the worship service, and then at 5 o'clock for the evening, and then on 7 at Wednesday night service prayer meeting. So you come and be with us throughout this week, and I believe you'll be blessed of God if you'll do that. Good to be in the house of God this morning. Have a place to go. Get up on Sunday morning. I didn't get up to go fishing this morning. I didn't get up to go shopping this morning. I got up to go to church and go to the house of God, and so you get ready. Be in the house of God this morning. Very important in your life, your children's life, your grandchildren's life, that you be found going and participating in the house of God, and of course be a Christian first of all. To enjoy going, you've got to be saved by God's grace, and so you go this morning to the house of God. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins that are not able to get out to be in the house of God. We've got several of our church that are not able to come and be in the house of God, and I trust that you will just this Lord's Day look to Him as He's able to give you extended grace and help in the times of your need. And we'll remember them in prayer this morning. Those that are not Christians, of course, we want to pray for those of our community and our families that are lost without God, that they might find Jesus precious to their soul and be saved before it's too late. And so it's good just to be in the be able to pray for those that need some help this morning. There, we'll remember them, the bereaved, and God would comfort those today. Just be able to talk to the Lord and worship Him today in spirit and in truth. It's just good to be there. Amen. So you get ready. You be in church this morning. Let God help you. And if you're not a Christian, you please come to the church, to the house of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you need to hear preaching. Amen. You need to hear the preaching of the good grace of God in these last days. Amen. So let's pray together. Father, as we bow in your divine presence this morning, we're so grateful to you that you've let us come one more time to the throne of grace. And Lord, obtain the help that we stand in need of, and grace to help in the time of need. And Father, there's those this morning that sure do need some help, and I pray you touch those that are going through trials of their faith and hard places in their life, even as a Christian. But Lord, you did promise us that you'd be with us all the way, even to the end of the world. You did say that you'd supply all of our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. You did promise us that. I thank you for that. I pray you'd bless all these needs today. Touch every heart and those that are suffering. God, that you'd be real to them today. And then, Lord, especially those that are not saved. Oh, this might be the day, Lord, they'll turn their heart to the Savior, find peace that only you can give. Have your will and way. Help our nation today to turn back to you. Oh, God, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, you said you'd hear from heaven, would forgive their sin, would heal their land. Lord, our land needs healing today, but I fully recognize, Lord, that we've got to confess our sins first. Oh, dear God, I pray you'd move in the hearts of those in our nation today. Touch the hearts, convict the hearts of the leaders leaders of our land and of our country and our government. Lord, speak to them. They might look to the living God for direction and for help in this time. Have your will and way. We'll praise you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. It's good to be once again before the microphone. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today. Have some songs now. Hope it'll be an encouragement to you this morning as you get up and getting ready to go to church. You listen now as they sing. Place. I've read about it. I've talked about it, preached about it, even dreamed about it. I tell you, there's a land we're going to one of these days. Jesus plainly said in the Word of God, "In my Father's house are many mansions. Were it not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." I'm going where Jesus is. Amen. That's a hope that we have this morning. All right, you listen now as they sing another one today.
Is the fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all
tell you, one day we're going. It'll be good to get home one of these days. Thank God for that this morning. All right. I want to take our Bibles and turn to the book of Ruth this morning. The book of Ruth, we've been teaching in Sunday school about Ruth and Boaz and, of course, Naomi. And I feel like we ought to look at this for just a few minutes this morning. And in the Ruth chapter 2. And try to be a blessing to your heart today. Ruth chapter 2. And I'm glad we got a kinsman redeemer. His name is Jesus this morning. I have no doubts about that. I found peace. I found grace. I found help in the field of grace that brought me in knowledge and in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. The preaching of the Word of God was to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. I'm glad the power of God got me, and the power of the Holy Spirit drawed me to Himself and birthed me into His family, and I thank God for that today. Ruth chapter 2, and Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. And then Boaz said to his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and reap after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, and that she turned and that she tarried a little in the house. She tarried a little in the house. And I want you to look this. Let me read. For then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. And let thy eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord. Thou hast comforted me, and that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. And Boaz said unto her at mealtime, come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed. And left. Amen. I want to just think the line of thought this morning for a few minutes that we find here today on the one who owns the field of grace. I want you to look at that field of grace today. Amen. There's a place of grace. Amen. There's a place of grace. Now, the Bible plainly tells us in the scriptures that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. We know grace came from God. It's only by grace through faith that we're saved, of that not of ourselves, but it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It was a field of grace. It wasn't a field of water. It wasn't a field of works, but it was a field of grace. The grace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we've got grace this morning because of the kinsman redeemer, and his name is Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. And so here we find the one that owns the field is Boaz, the one that could redeem her from her affliction, one that could bring her in to grace. He was there. He owned the field. It belonged to him. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, we got a field of grace today, which is, I believe, the Church of the Living God, and that Jesus Christ owns that field. It's his bride this morning, the Church of the Living God, and that we find grace in that field. I'm glad one day I stepped inside the house of God. I found where they was preaching the gospel of good grace of God, and I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God got a hold of my heart, and I found that day a field of grace, and I found grace in his sight, and he redeemed me because he was qualified to redeem me. He was a man of wealth. That's what Boaz was in that day, a man of wealth and a man of great possessions, and so he was qualified to redeem her from her affliction. And so there was a day at their church of grace, the field of grace that we find here. And you know that she heard about this field of grace. She heard about that. Well, the Bible tells us in the Word of God that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We know that salvation comes because we've heard the gospel of the grace of God. How can we hear without a preacher? How can you preach except he be sent? And we've got somebody to preach to us about the good grace of God. God chose through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believed. You may not think too much of a preacher, but I'm going to tell you something. God sent one to tell you about the Savior, and he called one and empowered one and gave them the message to tell you about the Savior, the Son of God. And so it's found in the field of grace this morning. Naomi heard, listen, she heard by grace. She heard, chapter 1 and verse 6, there's some things that Naomi heard about the land. Amen. She knew where her heart was at. And the Bible said that she arose with her daughters-in-law, chapter 1, verse 6, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. She heard what was going on. She heard that there was still a field of grace in the land of Bethlehem, and there was somebody there qualified to redeem her possession or inheritance. And that she had. So there's, we find that that she heard about that. And so Ruth, of course, you're in that second chapter, in chapter 2. Now Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace, and after him. It's all about him this morning. Jesus is where you'll find the grace of God. Amen. In the house of God, have the field of grace, where God chose through that foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. So we've got a field of grace this morning. And so Ruth, of course, was recovered. Naomi was recovered by grace, and Ruth was redeemed by grace. And you know, there's every once in a while folks need recovering from the life that they're living in. Naomi was in the land of Moab because her husband went there and cared the whole family there, and she lost his life, and their two sons passed away in the land of Moab, and so she had been recovered by grace. That's what brought recovery from the life that she was living there in Moab, because she was recovered by the grace of God. She heard about what the Lord had been doing in the land. There was something awakened in her bosom. my friend, that once she remembered why, how God had been so good and how she'd walked with God, her husband had been walking with God back in the land, but they got discouraged and got out of the will of God and moved down to Moab, to the place where they ought not to have been, that had nothing to do with the God of Israel. They knew nothing about grace. They knew nothing about salvation. They knew nothing about redemption, and that they went down there. But Ruth heard, thank God, some things were beginning to pick up in the land of Bethlehem, and she began to go back. And of course, you know the story here in the first chapter, how that Ruth wanted to go with her, and Orpah wanted to go, and of course Orpah finally turned back, and that Ruth said, "I'm going to go where you go, and your God's going to be my God. I'm going to a place where I can find grace, and that there's grace in the field of grace." Amen. And brother, she was going to where she could find something and to satisfy the longing in her soul, and that she had to have some relief and had to have some peace in her life, and she couldn't find it at where she was at in the land of Moab. But they heard about the blessings of God, and they heard about the grace of God, and that began to go back. So listen, they almost was recovered, and by grace, by the grace of God, brought her back to the land, and in effect was rescuing her daughter-in-law from Moab and bringing her to the land that she might be redeemed, as Naomi was, and find out the God of Israel was the one and only true living God. And so that Naomi was recovered by grace. Number two, in verse 6, Ruth was reached by grace. It took the grace of God to reach your heart. Amen. And she was reached by grace. She heard about that grace. As she heard about forgiveness. As she heard about redemption. And she heard about the God of Israel. How that God had led and directed and blessed his people. And so they heard. And she was reached by the grace of God. And it's by the grace of God that you and I got redeemed. Because we were reached by the grace of God. Where did we find that grace? We found it in the field of grace, at where God's people gathered together, and brother, they were worshiping the Lord. God's man was standing behind the desk, anointed by the Holy Ghost and preaching of the Word of God. We found it, the field of grace. Amen. We, I thank God, found some peace, and we found some happiness in the field of grace. And the greatest days of Ruth's life, there was a time that she found a redemption in the field of grace, and that she passed by the house. She tarried by the house. She looked around in the house. But one day she was living in the house because of the grace of God. Amen. Thank God. And so she was reached by grace. The young men were restrained by grace. And there in verses 9, the Bible said, "Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go after them. Thou have I not charged the young men, and that they shall not touch thee. When thou art athirst, go to the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." And they were restrained by grace. God's got protection for us, and God's got what we need. And I tell you, to find redemption, and they were restrained by grace, and they were instructed by Boaz, "Don't you touch that young woman there. She may be a Moabitess, but she's the one that I've got my eyes upon." And that, brother, she was, they were restrained by grace. That the man of grace, of course, restrained them by grace. And so the young men restrained. And then Boaz, of course, is rich in grace. Thank God for that. And listen, he's the redeeming one. And thank God, grace and truth came by. And the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the law was given by Moses. And we learned, of course, in that law that we were sinners. And we was lost without God. But thank God, Boaz was rich in grace. He was a man of great wealth. Amen. He was able to redeem us from our sins. And number two, he was qualified to redeem us from our sins. And you see, Jesus was the sinless one and the spotless one that was able to redeem us from all of our sins. And brother, bring us into the family of God. It's all about grace this morning. And you may not appreciate the church. Some of you out there and you don't have much appreciation for the house of God. I'm telling you, brothers, a field of grace. It's a place where the grace of God is preached, it's taught, and the scriptures are believed. The man of God is preaching and the word of God. You can find grace in the house of God this morning. Yes, sir. Ruth was supplied by grace. And chapter 2, verse 13 said, then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and yet thou hast spoken friendly to that handmaid, though I be not like one of thy handmaidens. Has she found that grace in the field of grace this morning? Are you saved today? Have you been redeemed this morning? Are you faithful to the house of God today? God blesses our prayer, and the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.